Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And you know, I really do pray it's food for you, real food, not snacks, but true food, the food that brings you to life everlasting. Do you ever think what it's going to be like when we go to heaven? Hopefully. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Perhaps a little time in purgatory, but we'll all meet in heaven. That's what we want, isn't it? I want my life to go on forever. And it does, with the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords. Oh, brothers and sisters, today is the solemnity of the Nativity of John the Baptist, the one who preached the good news, the one who went before us. Brothers and sisters, listen to these readings, especially today. He's the only person other than Mary and Jesus whose birth is celebrated in the church's liturgy. So here he is. John the Baptist had quite a vocation of bringing the forerunner, the one whose preaching and witness prepared the way for Christ. He had the incomparable privilege of baptizing the Lord of all holiness and was called to anticipate Christ's passion by shedding his own blood for the truth. Let us learn from the one who was the forerunner of Jesus, the one to bear witness with courage to the gospel. Brothers and sisters, let's take a look at the readings for today. The opening prayer says this: O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys and direct the hearts of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. So the first reading for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Hear me, O coastlands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb. He gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I will show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him, and I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Are you bringing light into your home, into your family, into the people with whom you work or wherever you serve? That doesn't mean you have to be preaching all the time. It means a generosity. It means kindness. It means charity to everybody you work with. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. And he's given you a free will, yes, so you can do anything you want in a certain way. But what God wants is that we use our life here on earth to bring others to him, and to love him as he deserves to be loved. And you can say, I'm exhausted, I don't have even time to think a thought. Well, do whatever you have to do, but then ask the Lord to make it possible that you could have a little lighter schedule so that at least you could get a little prayer time in. Whatever is possible. Jesus loves you. He wants to use you for his glory and for your salvation and mine. I don't take it for granted. You shouldn't take it for granted. It's not that we have to earn it. We could never earn what God calls heaven. We could never earn it. But to make us ready for it, we need to do what he asks and what he says. And then we become a sign to the nations. We become a light to others. That, as the Lord says, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. There are many people who don't know him, all in all parts of the world. You don't have to be a missionary. Just go down your street sometime. You'll see someone who needs the Lord. Open your heart, even if you're rejected. Open your heart and just say, can I be of some help to you today? Do you need a glass of water? Could I go into this store and get something for you here? Because the person looks like they're homeless and sitting on the street. You've seen it. I've seen it. Start that way. If you can. If you can't, you certainly can pray for them, which is the most important thing. But if you can give them something that just helps them in their hunger or thirst physically, you will be blessed. God loves you very much. And Psalm 139 says, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Lord, you've probed me. You know me. You know when I sit. You know when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. I was created by God. I was created by God. Given to parents who would cooperate with that and love me and take care of me. And if they failed, God will give you someone else to be with you. Don't harden yourself from God. Don't harden yourself from other people. Because the Lord wants to lead you in the right direction. Just say to the Lord every day, show me the people that can lead me today. Show me the people who can help me today. Someone will come. Even if not on the first day or the second day, if God knows that your intention is right, he will help you. He'll either have someone call you on the phone, you'll see something on television that says, oh, that's what I need. And that's probably one of the easiest things to get. Someone might just run into when you're in the store or grocery store, at the bank, or wherever you might be, and you find that this person can be a source of help for you. Brothers and sisters, watch the way God appears through others to you. And the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 57, and then to 66, and then verse 80. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives circumcised the child. They were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, no, he will be called John. But they answered her, there's no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Think of this, a baby, a child. Think of this. He spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. John the Baptist. Think of that. Think of that account of his birth. Think of his name. The Holy Spirit was working very hard there, but they had parents who believed and who opened their hearts to him. I want to read you a little portion of a commentary made in a magazine. In fact, it was St. Maximus of Turin, which is a long time ago. And he said this: "As we celebrate the birthday of St. John the Baptist today, I would like to be quiet and with silence set bounds to my labor and to my inexperience. But the power itself of his name does not permit me to be still. For the very sounding of his name draws out the secrets of our heart and unlooses what is hidden in our silence. And what is brushed over in concealment is pressed into the open in wonderment. For even if his father Zechariah received back his voice when he named him, how much more are we promised abundant speech when we praise him? And if his father's mouth opened when he was born into the world, how much more is our mouth fruitful when it is opened for Christ? Consider then the merit of the holy Baptist. He gave his father back his voice. He restored the faculty of speech to the priest. Consider, I say, his merit. John unloosed the mouth that the angel had bound. What Gabriel had closed, the little child unlocked. Think of John and of how great the power of his name is, so that the mentioning of it restored the voice to his mute father and the devout priest to his people." God loves us. God is revealing himself to us. It's there, brothers and sisters, in the scriptures. And one day we will see him. One day you and I will see him. I'm sure I'll be speechless. My father would say that's the first time in your life. But I know I would be speechless. But I will see him. And you will see him. We want to be able to hear the words, "Welcome, welcome to my kingdom, welcome to life, the source of all love welcoming us." That's what we're getting ready for, and it's true. It's not a fairy tale. It's true. Scriptures tell us, and I want to be ready with you. So let us again pray for one another. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.